This is People Magazine for the week of August 26th, 2019. On the cover of this week's People, what it's really like growing up royal inside the extraordinary lives of Louis, Charlotte, George, and Archie. But first, let's get the scoop inside Cameron Diaz's private world. Cameron Diaz found fame and fortune in her early 20s, but she says it's now, at age 46, that she's found true happiness. The actress, who catapulted to stardom with her very first movie, 1994's The Mask, and had a string of box office hits with My Best Friend's Wedding, There's Something About Mary, and Charlie's Angels, hasn't appeared on screen since Annie in 2014. For the past 5 years, she has been living a quiet life with her husband, Benji Madden, age 40, of the rock band Good Charlotte. While she was always in the spotlight, she was never comfortable in that role, says a film source. It was stressful, and over the years, it took a toll on her. She needed a break. In a rare interview, Diaz recently told In Style why stepping away from her career was the right move for her. I started experiencing fame when I was 22, so 25 years ago. That's a long time, Diaz said. I'm given more than half of my life to the public. I feel it's okay for me to take time for myself now to reorganize and choose how I want to come back into the world. I don't miss performing. Her Hollywood hiatus coincided with her marriage to Madden in 2015, and finding the love of her life helped contribute to her current contentment. Diaz, who had previously dated Justin Timberlake and Alex Rodriguez, doesn't miss her career at all. She loves married life and just being with Benji, says another insider. The couple live a low-key life in L.A., often spending time with Madden's brother Joel and his wife, Nicole Richie. They vacationed this month in Saint-Tropez. They have a wonderful romance. They've grown together in some ways. He's been a rock for her, says the film source. And though she's no longer on set every day, Diaz still leads a very busy life. She enjoys doing things that she wasn't able to do when she was always working, like taking trips, watching movies, and socializing, says the insider. Diaz, who co-authored 2 books about health, hinted to In Style that she's working on a project in the wellness world. Whatever I do, it has to be something I'm passionate about, she said. The 40s are the best decade. You just get to be real with yourself. And, it says, circle of friends, Diaz remains close to her Charlie's Angels co-stars Drew Barrymore and Lucy Liu, and counts Gwyneth Paltrow and Nicole Richie as part of her crew. Hannah's dating triangle. Fans of The Bachelorette, who are rooting for Hannah Brown to reunite with runner-up Tyler Cameron, may be in for more disappointment. After ending her engagement to Jed Wyatt, Brown asked model Cameron, 26, on a date. But after their August 1st get-together in L.A., he was spotted on back-to-back outings with supermodel Gigi Hadid in New York City. It's kind of embarrassing for Hannah, but she's not mad about it, a source close to Brown says of the potential new couple. Tyler and Hannah were not in a relationship, and she just really wants to focus on her own life. Ultimately, adds the source, Tyler and Hannah are both single. Who knows what will happen in the future? There's an inset box here. Tyler and Gigi step out. Tyler's outings with Hadid, age 24, including bowling on August 5th, are definitely real, says an insider, but it's too soon to call it a relationship. All right, here's this week's Heart Monitor. Just married Matt Bellamy and Elle Evans. The Muse frontman, age 41, wed the 29-year-old model August 10th. The pair announced via matching Instagram posts they captioned Mr. and Mrs. Bellamy. This is the first marriage for the rocker, who shares a son with ex Kate Hudson. Splitting Anthony Borowski and Trace Lenhoff, the Queer Eye star, age 35, and the Flipping Out alum, age 31, have broken up. The relationship ran its course, a source says of the couple, who began dating last summer after meeting via an Instagram direct message. Honeymooning Heidi Klum and Tom Cowlitz. After tying the knot August 3rd in Capri, the supermodel, age 46, and the Tokyo Hotel rocker, age 29, continued celebrating their nuptials, swimming, and sailing in Italy. The pair officially wed in February ahead of their star-studded ceremony at sea. And happy anniversary to LL Cool J and Simone I. Smith. The actor-rapper, age 51, and his jewelry designer wife, age 49, celebrated their 24th wedding anniversary on August 7th, surrounded by friends, including Magic Johnson, on a yacht off the coast of Italy. They have four children. Carlos Santana, a rock icon's Wild Woodstock. Carlos Santana's performance at 1969's Woodstock Festival was a highlight of the three-day celebration of peace, love, and music. But his set almost didn't happen. The Mexican-born guitarist and his band were mostly unknown outside of their San Francisco home when festival organizers approached their manager about booking other acts. He said, "I'll help you, but you've got to put Santana in." The rocker recalls. They go, "What's Santana?" And he said, "You'll see." As a helicopter ferried Santana to the concert in upstate New York, he looked down to see the crowd, nearly 500,000 strong. With hours before he was slated to play on August 16th, he took psychedelic mescaline, which he'd gotten from Jerry Garcia, to pass the time. But because the event was disorganized, the band took the stage early and Santana had to play while hallucinating wildly. For 45 minutes, he wrestled with his guitar, which looked to him like a slithering snake as he played future classics like Soul Sacrifice and Jingo. The performance made him a star, but Santana, now 72, and living in Northern California with wife Cindy Blackman, age 59, cherishes something else about that day 50 years ago. "My favorite memory is the connection. I'd like to see people really coming together and celebrating our diversity. That's what Woodstock was to me." And as captions for then and now photographs of Carlos Santana, in 1969 it says, "People as far as you can see, like an ocean of flesh and hair and teeth and arms," Santana recalls of the Woodstock crowd. And then today's photo says, 2019, 10-time Grammy winner Santana and his band released their 25th LP, Africa Speaks, in June. Chip and Joanna's new family member, Chip Gaines, is known to bring home pets without warning. So when the fixer-upper star, age 44, turned up at the family's Waco, Texas farm with a new English Mastiff puppy, his wife Joanna, age 41, had to laugh. "Chip told me he hadn't surprised us in a while with a new animal and that it was long overdue," she wrote August 9th on Instagram. "We now have more dogs than children." The furry addition joins a bustling household that includes five children, sons Drake, age 14, Duke, age 10, and Crew, age 13 months, and daughters Ella, age 12, and Emmy, age 9, plus five other dogs and a menagerie of cats, cows, horses, chickens, pigs, and goats. "It's definitely a circus," Joanna said in 2017, "but a really fun one." All right, and now on to our first cover story, Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth. What went wrong? After 10 years together and just 7 months of marriage, the couple are calling it quits. Inside, what really happened? When Miley Cyrus was snapped cuddling and kissing influencer Caitlin Carter during an Italian getaway with their friends on August 10th, most chalked it up to, well, Miley just being Miley. But hours after the photographs were taken, the singer and her longtime love and husband of less than a year, Liam Hemsworth, revealed they were lovingly taking time apart after 7 months of marriage. Ever evolving, changing as partners and individuals, they've decided this is what's best while they focus on themselves, the singer's rep told People exclusively. A source confirms the former couple have been separated for months, and those close to Cyrus say she's hurting despite her public hookup with her friend Carter. Their fling isn't serious, a Cyrus source says of her makeout with Carter. Miley is trying to show that she doesn't care that they split. But of course she does. It will be very difficult for her not to have Liam to lean on. He's her rock. Yet their relationship seems to have quickly crumbled since they said, I do. When Cyrus, age 26, and Hemsworth, age 29, exchanged vows in an intimate romantic ceremony at the singer's home outside Nashville last December, fans rejoiced as the couple seemingly got their fairy tale ending after first falling in love as teens on the set of their film, The Last Song. The wedding was an especially touching milestone in the wake of the loss of their beloved Malibu home, which burned down during the Woolsey fires last November. When the fire happened, she was shaken to the core, says a Cyrus pal. Liam is the one who helped her get through it, and that's when her perspective on marriage and what it means to be married changed. That heartbreaking experience was like glue for the couple, Cyrus told Vanity Fair earlier this year, and the pair found a deeper connection through their loss. Says the star, we really are stronger together. But that newfound bond wasn't enough to heal still festering wounds that had built up over the past decade. As sad as it sounds, no one ever believed they would live happily ever after, says the Cyrusaurus. Especially for Miley. She really had to make a lot of changes to be with Liam, and it was almost like she needed to be a different person to be in a relationship with him. In her recent Elle cover story released in July, the singer, who had previously self-identified as queer to Vanity Fair, was more circumspect about her marriage than she'd been just months prior. My relationship is unique, and I don't know what I would ever publicly allow people. I don't know that I would publicly allow people in there because it's so complex and modern and new, she said. I'm in a hetero relationship, but I'm very sexually attracted to women. I definitely don't fit into a stereotypical wife role. I don't even like that word. Yet sources say Cyrus was committed to her marriage. Miley really fought to make it work and wanted to go to therapy, says the source. She just wants to be in a healthy and focused place. Though he has had a front row seat to Cyrus's evolution over the years, Hemsworth, who jokingly told GQ Australia in May he hoped to one day have 10, 15, maybe 20 children with Cyrus, still craved a more traditional marriage. He loves that she has her own career and focus, but he also wants a wife who cooks and would stay home with the kids, says the Cyrus source. They've been talking about having a family, and they weren't on the same page. She doesn't want to be rushed into having a baby. Still, a friend of the ex's says their differing views on marriage are only one piece of the puzzle. Both stars, who broke off their engagement in late 2015, continued to struggle with feelings of insecurity even after their wedding. Miley was and is always deathly afraid Liam would cheat on her, says the friend. They both have massive trust issues with each other. And while Hemsworth has a squeaky clean public persona, the Cyrus source says he has a moody side that deeply affected her. It's especially hard because the world sees him as this super chill, easygoing Australian surfer guy, says the Cyrus source. She's tried to be supportive, but it's tough. The scrutiny of their relationship further took a toll. He hates the attention their ups and downs bring, and sometimes he lashed out at her, says the friend. It really annoyed him. Last spotted together in Malibu in early June, Hemsworth and Cyrus have been quietly living separate lives this summer. Between work commitments, the singer's been spending time in Nashville with her family, including dad Billy Ray and mom Tish. Meanwhile, Hemsworth has been leaning on his brothers Chris and Luke in his native Australia. He always retreats to Australia when he needs some personal time, says a Hemsworth insider. While it's unclear if the exes will reunite once again in the future, for now, a separation appears to be the healthiest decision for both parties. They are having a break right now because they needed it. It was a bad situation with a lot of disagreements. But this doesn't mean their relationship is completely over, says the source, noting that Cyrus has not filed divorce papers. They've been in similar situations before and ended up finding their way back together again, says the Cyrus friend. They have a long history together, and that's a huge part of why she has a hard time letting him go. By the end of the day, she wants to be happy. So, there is an inset box here. It says, a new flame already? On August 10th, Cyrus was seen kissing a friend, influencer Caitlin Carter, age 30, in Italy. A week before their trip, Brody Jenner, age 36, announced they too were pulling the plug on their year-long union after 6 years together. Reacting to the photos, Jenner joked on Instagram, "Watch out, pics of Liam and I holding hands on the beach coming soon." And now our cover story. It's the 2019 Kids and Babies special. The first article is entitled Growing Up Royal. From palace balconies to bouncy slides, today's royals are being raised with one foot in tradition and the other in fun. A few weeks from now, 4-year-old Princess Charlotte will start her day just like school children around the world. She'll put on her new uniform, zip up her backpack, and smile for the camera. Her mom, Princess Kate, is usually the one taking the pictures, before she heads off for her first day at school. The outgoing little princess is joining her 6-year-old brother George for the first time at Thomas's Battersea, a $23,000 per year private school some 3 miles from the family's Kensington Palace home. She can't wait to be with George at big school, says an insider. She's so excited about it all. And with 2 years of experience there already, George is ready to show his sister the royal ropes. They're so close in age, and they spend so much time together, says the insider. Playdates with outsiders can be tricky, so they learn to lean on each other. It's a unique bond by birth and strengthened by extraordinary experience of growing up in the world's most famous family. Today's royal children, third in line to the throne George, fourth in line Charlotte, their 1-year-old baby brother Louis, and their new cousin, 3-month-old Archie, are experiencing a childhood like none before, with both modern and traditional building blocks. Just a few generations ago, the thought of future kings and queens attending school alongside their subjects was unheard of. Queen Elizabeth was exclusively homeschooled, and no monarch in training would ever have been spotted hurtling down a public bouncy slide as the Cambridge children did last month. Even the most traditional royal events, like Archie's christening in July, get a contemporary spin, with Meghan and Harry opting to share photos on Instagram. But while both couples' parenting styles may be modern, their desire to give their children a normal upbringing is nothing new. Even the Queen in the 50s said she wanted her children brought up as normally as possible, says biographer Ingrid Seward, author of Royal Children. But it's a fantasy to say that. Of course, the kids have the same interests as millions of other children their age. William has said George is a fan of The Lion King and How to Train Your Dragon, while Charlotte loves dancing and all things pink and sparkly, says the insider. At home, avid gardener Kate is outside with the children all the time, says a royal source. And the family are also regulars at the Hurlingham Club, where Will and Kate play tennis while the children make use of the playground. The Cambridge kids are really lively, says another source. You can see Kate is a great mom. Clearly, the kids are having fun. For his part, William, who practices active listening by speaking to them at eye level, is very much the modern dad, says Seward. So is Harry, who was spotted nuzzling Archie's head after a polo match in July, an outing that also offered the first look at Meghan in mom mode. She was doting on him, there's no doubt about that, an onlooker says. The scene was worlds away from how William and Harry's dad, Prince Charles, age 70, grew up. Charles and his sister Anne were toddlers when their mother became queen and would see her at two appointed meetings each day. When her younger sons, Andrew and Edward, were born in the 1960s, she managed more time at home, but it still was a nanny-dominated world, says Seward. Royal tours also proved to be difficult for the young children, with the Queen and husband Prince Philip traveling for months at a time without their kids. People didn't travel with their children then, says Seward. There wasn't so much communication. The nanny would ring up and announce, "Charles, Mummy's on the phone from Australia." That all changed when Princess Diana came on the scene, showering her sons with affection and bringing a nearly one-year-old William on tour, a first for a royal baby. William and Kate followed Diana's lead when they took George on tour down under when he was just 9 months old. And Harry and Meghan will do the same this fall when they bring Archie on their royal tour of Africa. They are also making sure that the kids' grandparents have important roles in their lives. George and Charlotte were under the watchful eye of Kate's parents, Mike and Carol Middleton, at a charity sailing race on August 8th, and Meghan's mom, Doria Ragland, is a regular guest at the family's Frogmore Cottage home in Windsor, where Archie charms visitors. "He's a happy baby," says a source. "He has lovely, puffy little legs and tufts of reddish hair. He's really adorable." For now, both couples are navigating a path that allows their kids to grow up as normally as possible, while also preparing them for their roles within the royal family. George is more reserved, and Charlotte is more outgoing, says the insider. He's the heir and one day might be king. Both personalities were on display at the sailing race, with Charlotte playfully sticking out her tongue at one point. "Kate just handled it wonderfully," says a longtime royal observer. "She just laughed, and it was really lovely to see. For once you looked at them and thought, they're a family, rather than the royal family." All right, so we've got an inset box. First of all, a back-to-school flashback when it was Harry's first day in 1989. Seven-year-old big brother Prince William led the way, as a nearly five-year-old Harry attended his first day at Weatherby Boys School in London. And then George and Charlotte's posh, kind school. In September, Charlotte joins big brother George at Thomas's Battersea School in London. The curriculum. In addition to core subjects like math, English, science, and history, students are taught an array of enrichment classes, including French, computing, drama, and ballet. The uniform. Girls and boys each have three standard uniforms. Winter, summer, and sports, with an additional ballet uniform. All students wear the Thomas's Navy jacket all year long. Navy gloves and scarves are optional, and shoes must be polishable. The approach. Kindness is the school's key rule. "We expect pupils at Thomas's to be kind," the school's website states, "to be good friends to those around them, always on the lookout for those in need of a word of encouragement for a listening ear." The second section of the 2019 Kids and Babies issue is Glamaz. Knitting sweaters and baking cookies, not for these dazzling stars who put the grand in grandma. So we'll read these until we run out of time. The first one is Patti LaBelle. She's pictured with her granddaughters Gia and Leela. "Being Patti LaBelle's granddaughter means that divahood comes naturally. Gia, age 4, loves the stage, and Leela, age 23 months, tries to take the mic," says the singer. The daughters of LaBelle's son and manager, Zuri Edwards, age 46, also enjoy the finer things in life. Gia can identify all her grandma's Louis Vuitton handbags, while Leela has toddled towards LaBelle's Lalique crystal to disastrous results. Their rarefied taste should come as no surprise to the legendary singer, who, at 75, swears off sweats and sneakers, even to grocery shop. "I wear proper bling, proper shoes, and fierce outfits whenever I leave the house. I'm a glam mom." Inside the house, it's another story. even though she's a celebrity cook with her own line of frozen foods at Walmart, they don't like anything but chicken nuggets and pasta, so that's what she serves them. I love to spoil them, she says. They get everything with those little faces. But LaBelle has her limits. I try not to babysit. Next up, it's Jacqueline Smith with B. Jacqueline Smith, age 73, thinks there's a lot her granddaughter B, age 2, and Olivia Rose, age 4 months, can learn from her days as a Charlie's Angel. The show was about the bond of friendship, says the actress and designer, who is simply Mimi to the girls. Smith has a sweet relationship with Bea, whose mom is Smith's daughter Spencer Margaret, age 33, and Olivia Rose, whose dad is Smith's son Gaston, age 37. They visit me all the time, she says. This house is open to them. B knows that there's a drawer in my closet that's filled with candy, and she goes right for the gummy bears. She knows I'm a soft touch for candy. Sharon Osbourne with granddaughters Andy, Millie, and Minnie and Pearl. Sharon Osbourne, age 66, has just one rule as a grandparent. What happens at Nana's stays at Nana's. That means when Pearl, age 7, Andy, age 4, and Minnie, age 19 months, get chocolate from the talk host or stay up late watching a movie with Grandpa Ozzy, no one reports it back to Dad, Sharon's son Jack, age 33. Osbourne loves doing extraordinary grandparent activities with the girls. It's just that the concert she takes them to are Black Sabbath shows, and that's no costume jewelry they're playing dress up with. They find their way into the closets and pull stuff down, she says, but she doesn't mind. Ozzy and I love having them here. They're angels. The Bachelor stars Ashley and Jared are fairy tale wedding. After their paradise stints ended in heartbreak 3 years ago, the reality stars wed amid tears of joy. Ahead of her wedding, Ashley Iaconetti, a contestant on The Bachelor whose name became synonymous with uncontrollable sobbing thanks to her appearances on both the original show and its spinoffs, had just one worry, that she wouldn't be able to shed any tears on her big day. It would just be the most ironic thing ever, she said before her nuptials to Jared Hibon, who left her brokenhearted on 2 seasons of Bachelor in Paradise, but later realized he wanted to be more than friends. People are going to question my feelings for him. Her fears were unfounded, as Ashley, age 31, and Jared, age 30, both recited personalized vows in front of 180 loved ones, including the Bachelor franchise stars Ben Higgins, Nick Vile, and Caitlin Bristow, and more, at Newport, Rhode Island's Kay Chapel. It wasn't just the bride who was visibly emotional. When Ashley walked down the aisle, I cried immediately, said Jared, adds his wife. Jared crying was the pinnacle of my life. But the ceremony wasn't without dramatic twist. Bachelor producer Elon Gale stepped in to officiate in place of the couple's friend and past Bachelorette cast member Tanner Tolbert, whose wife, Bachelor alum Jade Roper Tolbert, gave birth not long before the wedding. Ashley and Jared's wedding, planned by Troy Williams of Simply Troy, is an especially happy ending for the couple who got engaged in June 2018 after years of ups and downs. We have separation anxiety now, jokes Jared, whose pup Clark served as ring bearer. After saying I do, the newlyweds headed to Rosecliff Mansion for the Beauty and the Beast-inspired reception, where they shared first dance to a cover of Rob Thomas's Ever the Same, performed by American Idol winner David Cook. As guests celebrated well into the night, the couple were blown away by the beauty and love that surrounded us, says Ashley. We're so excited to live forever as husband and wife. And that is all the time we have for today. This has been People Magazine. I'm Jackie Norton for Radio Reading Services.